Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. There are so many quirky museums all over America, and many of you have gone to a lot of them.
Yeah, if you don't like mustard, you know what? There's a museum that might change your mind.
Yeah, and if you like mustard on your wieners, there's one for that, too. We also played a little mix and match. We were all over the road this morning, so we ended up playing mix and match late. But if you love cookies, this is a mix and match for you.
This was a tough one. In fact, one of the cookies we weren't even sure how to say.
Right. I'm not sure, but I do know no one likes a tough cookie. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Fellow celebrity Jerry Seinfeld, recently promoting his movie Frosted about the Pop-Tart, has revealed that on his bucket list, number one is going surfing. That's all Seinfeld wants to do. He wants to go surfing. So if Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, a man who can do whatever he wants whenever he wants to do it, wants to go surfing for his bucket list, what is on your bucket list? Text it to us at 312-233-1019. 847, I want to go on a world cruise. Okay. 779, I want to move to the beach. Sure. Erica, go parasailing. That's on my bucket list.
Okay.
847, I want to go to one Olympic event. Okay, so go to Paris this summer and see. Just track and field. Did it.
Okay.
219, skydiving. 773, maybe these two could meet because they'd like to fly a small plane. Ooh. So maybe they can fly the small plane and the 219 can jump out of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. 217, I just want to go to Italy and Japan. So step foot in either country and you're good. It's not bad. 815, and I had to ask Whip for help on this one because they want to go on a date with Courtney Love.
It'd be a memorable night, I guarantee
you. Yeah,
that.
They really want you. They really want you. With the most cake.
Most cake.
Does she mean cake in the way that people mean cake now?
I doubt it. Okay. I don't know what she meant. She didn't even know what she meant.
Because now if a girl has cake, it means she's got a great butt.
I don't think she meant that.
She didn't mean that?
No.
I didn't even know that's what people were saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cake. Look at the cake.
Yeah, we'd probably
say it about fellas, too.
Well, sure.
Like, what's the guy? Elliot from Law & Order. What's his name? The
guy?
Oh,
yeah.
The bald guy?
Christopher Maloney.
Yeah.
That guy's got cake.
He does have cake.
They say that. See?
Yeah.
That's what they say. 312, I want to go to every Disney park. Now, I guess my follow-up to 312 is, do you mean in America or do you mean, like, the world ones? Because there's a lot in other countries as well.
Probably the world, yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bucket snake list. Hunting. 224. I want to go snake hunting. Snake hunting.
Okay.
Okay. That's sure. I'd like to visit Scotland. 630. These are the things on your bucket list. Another 630. I want to have a few pints with Glenn Hansard. He's the guy that wrote that musical Once.
Oh, okay. I remember that guy.
He's got the big bushy beard.
Falling Slowly, I think,
that's right.
Was his song.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Look at this song. Guy. Encyclopedia got Britannica in there. A lot of people wanting to go to the Olympics on here. Wow. 815, I want to ride Route 66 front to back. 773, sign up with Nikki to go in a shark cage and swim with the great whites.
Aha.
Watch out. Okay.
On paper. Not. It seems really hard.
Yeah. You can go to a polo match if you just want to see the great whites. They're all there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, let's see, swim with the manatees. They're more, they're kinder.
They're
as a species.
They're sea cow.
Very big, though.
I want to ride a donkey at the Grand Canyon. That'd be kind of fun.
Do they have that?
Yeah, you can. I think they. I don't know if they have it anymore. Do they? Because they used to.
They used to like you. Right, you'd ride it like to go into the Grand Canyon on those little paths.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to Google and see if you can still do it. Going to the Super Bowl is on my bucket list. 708.
Okay,
it's kind of nice. And let's see here. I'd like to go streaking up the quad to the gymnasium. That is a solid item to have on the old bucket list.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Popular expressions like kick the bucket, penny for your thoughts, under the weather, break the ice. People use these all of the time. Hi, Melissa. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, what is the expression or phrase you use all the time?
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
That's a good one. Yep. It's not my problem is basically what you're saying, right?
None of my business.
Now, do you say that at work often or with friends and family or just doesn't matter? It makes itself known in a lot of situations.
All kinds of situations.
Okay. Not my circus, not my monkey. It's kind of nice. The monkey's like, what the hell did I do? Yeah. Hi, Joan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm not familiar with this one. What's the phrase and expression that you use?
It was my mother's. A cyclone hit it. If she walked into our bedrooms and it was complete disaster, she'd say, this room looks like a cyclone hit it. And then I would use it with my kids, and they thought it was one big long word. What's a cyclone hit it? I went, no. It just means your room's a mess.
Yeah, clean up your room is what that means. They think it's a hashtag. A cyclone hit it, right?
Yeah, that's very funny.
Hi, Erica. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing swell. How are you?
Oh, swell. You sound swell, Erica. You're on your way. You're a teacher. You're on your way to school?
I sure am.
Yeah. What do you teach?
I am a high school sexual health and PE teacher.
Wow. Look at that.
God bless you.
If it grows on them or you help them grow, that's what you do, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of weird questions in that class, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're using a very interesting phrase in that class. What's your go-to expression, Erica?
You know, as you're teaching children, we learn that, you know, anytime there's an exchange of fluids, no matter what type they are, there is a chance to share germs and diseases. So from the beginning, I go, if it's wet and not yours, don't touch it. So we just repeat that all year long. If it's wet and not yours, don't touch it. By the end of the year, the kids are quoting me, and it's great.
So we're starting our own phrase here.
I like it.
Yeah.
If it's wet and not yours, don't touch it. That kind of works.
From like a wet Kleenex or something else, right?
Yeah.
You
can work with anything. Yeah. If it's wet and it's not yours, hey, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
That makes sense.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
A new survey was done in regards to the photos on our phone. And they say nearly 75% of those photos are never looked at again. 75%. Never will you turn to your friend and say, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to do it. And if it's a selfie, you're even less likely because only 87% look back at a selfie and say, that's it. You never do it. You just let it hang. That's it. So how many are on your phone? We are all in the 30,000-ish range. So I'm at 32,305 photos. Nicole.
Oh, I just closed mine, but it was... Well,
it's
was
like
it
32,006.
Yeah, 32,006.
Whip.
34,640.
And Violetta.
36,420.
All right, there's our baseline. 36,4 over there with Violetta. A lot of texts coming in. And 847, I only have 48. Period.
Thousand?
Not 1,000. No, no, no. Just
a different,
48.
Different day for that question.
Yeah, and they're drawing everything.
Yeah, how few pictures do you have? Different day.
Now, remember, guys, it's the climb. So let's get going. Hey, Matthew, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Matthew, great voice. My goodness, can you say you're listening to The Morning Mix?
You're listening to The Morning Mix with your old friend, Circuit Mom.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, you're out and about. I mean, you're around town. You're throwing parties, hosting parties, DJing parties. Yeah. You're taking a ton of photos. How many photos are on your phone right now?
So right now I have 48,228 photos with 7,957 videos.
There you go.
Okay.
And I bet you there's a lot of stuff in those videos. A lot of foam parties, a lot of glitter, you know?
Yeah. Foam parties. Yeah, 2009 called. They want their party back.
Man. Those are on VHS. Stop it.
Circuit Mom is like, if your baseline is foam party, get the hell out of here.
Note to self, cancel foam party.
Thank you, Circuit Mom. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
48,228. That's only where we're starting. How crazy is this? Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, how are you today?
Great.
How many photos on the phone, Emily?
I have 49,658, and the video comments sparked a thought, so I've got 4,034 videos.
Wow.
Oh, so, I got 4,149 on the videos, by the way. So
wow.
Not as many pictures, though.
Not as many pictures, though.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm only video-wise at 4,800. All right, so, Emily, you're at 49,658, and I think, do I hear a child in the background?
You hear three. That's probably why I have so many photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty
right.
Obvious,
yeah.
Yep.
Every time they do anything, it's all right there. Okay, 49,658. Hey, guys, good morning. Like, would you get over here? Okay, so 49,000. Hang on a second. Hi, Julissa. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How many photos on the phone?
I have 51,000, and it just went up to 50 because I had to screenshot it just in case I have to send it in.
Yeah. There's one more.
We're part of the problem.
Yeah, yep. We are. 51,000. Yeah. Okay, and what do you think you have the most photos of? Do you travel a lot? Do you have family you're taking photos of?
Well, since 2020 and 2021, I had a boy and a girl, so I'm sure it's a lot of children and a lot of our vacations.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. That's great. Those are good things to have filling up your phone. That's fantastic. So she's just over 51,000 on the photos right there. Hi, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gina, how many photos are on your phone?
62,951.
Ooh, you're right at 63,000. You're like right on the edge of it.
Yeah, I'll get there today.
And do you take photos of everything? You just snap, 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 snap?
Lots of my children and cats.
Oh, yes. You got to throw a pet in there, and all of a sudden, that's how you get the big numbers. All right, so Gina's just nearly at 63,000. Hey, Margaret, how are you?
Good morning.
Margaret, I'm going to go ahead and hold your beer. How many photos on your phone, Margaret?
67,129.
Oh,
wow. It's like double Violetta.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What are you taking photos of?
It would be of my girls and my dog.
Okay, the girls and the dog. Now, be honest. Do you think you have more photos of the dog or more photos of the girls?
Probably equal amounts.
Yeah, look at that. One dog, two kids. But boy, that dog catches up.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
In New York, they've got some quirky museums like the New York City Barbershop Museum.
Oh.
That's kind of quirky.
Yeah.
You want to go closer to home? How about Middleton, Wisconsin, the National Mustard Museum? Or even closer in Elkhart, Indiana, Hall of Heroes, the Superhero Museum.
Okay,
right there.
Okay.
Whip, you guys are going on a road trip where to this summer?
Omaha.
Omaha.
I don't know what they have except for apparently tornadoes.
Yeah, it could be.
And also the Baseball College World Series.
Right, and you can get steaks.
Yeah, well, they do have steaks, I assume.
They could have a cool museum there. Along your road trip, you might see signs for other cool museums, you know? If maybe you make a wrong turn and you guys end up in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
You know, you're confused. How the hell did we get here? But we better go to the Spam Museum.
Oh, man, that's probably worth being late to stuff for.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we end up in Blackfoot, Idaho? I plugged it into the GPS wrong, huh? I don't know. But we better stop over at the Idaho Potato Museum.
Man.
These all exist. All of these different quirky museums. And they say if you are taking a family road trip this summer, look out for the quirky museums along the way, like the Hall of Superheroes, the National Mustard Museum, the New York City Barbershop Museum, etc. Have you been to a quirky museum before? The quirkiest of the quirky? 312-233-1019. What quirky museums have you been to? Hi, Amy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, we got to catch up on this one. What museum did you go to?
I have absolutely been to the Mustard Museum, and it changed my life. So I don't like mustard. And that's because it was like French's mustard or, you know, Dijon and things like this. No. So they have, on all of my sandwiches, I love banana peppers. They had banana pepper mustard. They had bourbon mustard. They had tequila mustard. Hello, Jenny. And, yeah, so it's fantastic.
That's amazing. Who knew the Mustard Museum would change your life?
How wild.
I literally thought, my friend, I was up at her lake house, and she's like, we're going to the Mustard Museum. And I was like, what are we doing? And we went, and now every time she goes up to her place, I give her an order for her to bring me home the mustards. It is amazing. But they also have these really, really cute mustard servers. So, like, you know, back in the day, they had, like, salt servers and things like this. It's this cute little thing. It's got a tiny little spoon. You have to go. You have to go.
It sounds like it. Yeah. My God. Mm-hmm. The Mustard Museum, I hope they heard that in Middleton, Wisconsin. They better send Amy some sort of care package.
A meal in a museum,
yeah, $100,000,
it sounds like, man.
Something. All right, so the Mustard Museum, I don't think you could sell it any better than that. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
People are dying to go to this museum, huh?
Sure are. There's a funeral museum in Springfield, Illinois, right outside of the outside of Lincoln's. No, right outside. Yeah, right outside of Lincoln's tomb.
Oh,
so from Lincoln's tomb, you go to the funeral museum. Now, what kind of stuff did they have in there? Like caskets and urns and stuff?
Well, they had a whole lot about history of a funeral. So, like how a person was laid out once they passed.
Wow.
You know, like they were the whole history of like the embalming, and then there's a big display on Lincoln's the train that took him. Once he had passed.
Mm-hmm. And then, do they have anything with the WWE and Undertaker or no?
No.
Oh, missed opportunity. You can't win them all.
Special exhibit.
Right? Yeah. It's got to be, right?
That's true.
Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. What quirky museum did you guys go to, Debbie?
I've been to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota.
Come on. Did you go there on purpose? How did you end up in Austin, Minnesota at the Spam Museum?
Well, my son was living there for about a year, you know, so I had to go visit, so there it is.
There it is. All right, what are we going to do? Well, we could go see a movie or we could go to the Spam Museum.
That is how everyone feels about spam in general.
Absolutely.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
What are you going to do?
Hey, Scott, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. How about you?
We're doing well. What museum, what quirky museum did you go to?
The 100th Meridian Museum. It's literally on the 100th Meridian, and it is an old bank. It was an old bank. It has a dentist office on the upper floor. It looks like a medieval torture chamber. Oh. Huge collection of cash registers.
Okay, got it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
yeah,
Scott's been to the 100 Meridian Museum there in Oklahoma.
Mm, nice.
From Scott, we go to Steve. Hey, Steve, how's it going, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing well. You give this museum an F, huh?
Yes, it's the Museum of Failure in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
The Museum of Failure. And so they're just celebrating all the times people have failed?
No. It's things like the Betamax and the laser disc. There's a lot of whole section of from our former president. And then there's actually a golf club that is hollowed out that you could pee in when you're playing golf and you don't have time to go to the bathroom.
You know what's funny? My grandfather had that, and that's not a joke. He had that golf club.
Really?
Yeah, you pee right into it. Not a bad idea. I mean, think about it. It's right there.
It was just, yeah, the whole exposing yourself thing. That's what did it in.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't
that.
Nobody has a problem with that. It's that there's 1,000 trees next to you at any given moment. Hey, man, pee in this club. No, I'm good. I'll go 4 feet this way into the woods, and I'll tell you, I'm looking for my ball. It's fine. So Steve was at the Museum of Failure, and Steven, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great. Which museum, what quirky museum did you guys go to?
For Mother's Day a few years ago, we took the wife to the Surgical Instrument Museum downtown.
And she always wanted to go?
It was her choice.
And you enjoyed it enough?
It was a good museum. It was interesting.
Yeah. We took a field trip to that when I was
did
in high
you?
School. Yeah,
was
no
it
joke.
Scarring?
No.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
I was taking the question literally.
Yeah, not exactly.
Steve answer.
He did.
And finally, we go to Renee. Hi, Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
The long and short of it, Renee, what museum did you go to?
The Phallological Museum in Iceland, or the Phallic Museum in Iceland.
It's all about the ding-a-lings, huh? Wow. And is it about other things in history and in culture that represent the ding-a-ling?
No. It was the ding-a-ling.
No, you just see it everywhere.
Is it just like a photo of ding-a-lings? And like,
Oh, no. They are real. They are encased. Mainly, it's all animals. Mm-hmm. So you've got whales, dolphins, bulls, buffaloes. But there are some human casts. Jimi Hendrix has one there. It
I think it's his only one, right? Or do you think he had multiple?
I think it is his only one.
This is the plaster caster.
Cynthia Plaster Caster was a 60s groupie who would do that to all
Now, Violetta responded right away. Have you been there?
No, I have not been there. I know about it. I've seen it online. And yeah, they put them in jars and different ways to preserve them.
So are some of them real wieners and some of them are just like ceramic casts of the wieners?
Right. And the one funny thing was they have on the wall a picture of, I guess, a hierarchy of them.
Oh, sure.
And the whale is at the highest end, and at the lowest end is the human.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Tommy Lee's in the middle, though.
That's true.
He finds his way.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match even has a theme song, too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Hey, it's time to mix it and match it on National Oatmeal Cookie Day. Good morning, Jocelyn. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
I have not, no.
Okay, great. Love it. First time. Now, here's the deal. We're going to share a fill-in-the-blank, and then the four of us will write down our answers. You're going to pick one of us and try to match our answer. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, there's a $100 gift card on the line. Today, our focus is on the old oatmeal cookie. Jocelyn, you like cookies?
Yes, I do.
You like an oatmeal cookie, Jocelyn?
Yeah, they're actually not that bad. They're one of my favorite ones. Yeah.
Okay, they're one of my favorite ones.
Okay. Mm.
Well, that doesn't sound too convinced. All right, gang, here's the deal.
I like red velvet, too.
Red velvet, okay.
Red velvet, watch out.
Oh, good.
I'm going to ask the morning mix, if you had to choose your favorite kind of cookie, what cookie would you choose? Now, they are feverishly writing down their answers, Jocelyn, and then I'll share their options with you. And we're going to find out if you can mix it and match it. So, Jocelyn, if I said to you, who do you want to match answers with? Would you choose Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Nikki.
Okay, great. Now, Jocelyn, if you get this right, you're going to hear this. If you get it wrong, you're going to hear this.
All right, Jocelyn, I'm channeling my cookie energy towards
Here
you.
Here we go.
Big cookie energy.
Okay.
Big cookie energy coming up tonight on the Mixed Team Music Club.
Yeah, rap about that.
All right, Jocelyn, I said to the morning mix, what is your favorite cookie? Did Nikki say Potbelly's oatmeal chocolate chip cookie, the tag-along from Girl Scout cookies, Oreos, the regular stuffed, or the Vanilici?
I'd say the tag-along Girl Scout cookie.
Let's go!
All right! Wow. You got it.
That is impressive.
You got the big cookie energy. I love it.
That's exciting.
Congratulations. For
Thank
fun,
you.
Do you want to try to match everybody else real quick?
Yeah.
All right, you sussed out Nikki right away. You knew tag-along. It felt right. Did Whip say Potbelly oatmeal chocolate chip cookie, Oreos regular stuffed, or vanilla Zebedee or other?
Vanilite.
I think. Okay. So did Whip say Oreo, Potbelly, or Vanilli say I think?
It definitely has to be the last one.
The Vanilli say you think?
Yes, I think so.
Not for Whip. No, no, no.
Oh, no.
That one goes to the person who tried to pronounce it and pronounced it wrong after I thought I pronounced it wrong.
Vanilice. It's a vanilla cookie with like some jam inside and powdered sugar on the outside. It's Serbian.
So I was close the first time because I said vanilice. Mm. I wasn't too far off.
No.
I thought it was Italian.
No. Vanilice.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Vanilice I was cool. It's an old song lyric.
That's a really good song.
Yeah, right? I like that one. That's a good one. Mike Posner, man.
Okay, so obviously that was Violetta. So did Whip say the Potbelly oatmeal chocolate chip or the Oreo regular?
The Oreo regular.
Let's go!
You got it. Oh, yeah. Regular stuff. Not too much, not too little, just right.
Killing it, Jocelyn. Well done.
You shun the double stuff.
I shun it. I like it. I'm just saying this is our favorite.
I would disagree with you. I think the double stuff should be the regular cookie, and they should throw away the regular one.
All right,
well, I don't think we need the thins.
Yeah. Right, so you already have the thin, so you don't need the regular one. Yeah, thin or go double stuff and say, you know.
Somebody ever asked me if you should be the CEO of Nabisco, I'm going to have to say no.
All right.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
The Tennessee Castle, where Taylor Swift filmed the music video for her 2008 hit song Love Story, is going to be open soon for weddings and honeymoons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Mike Freeman, he's the owner and creator of that castle. He says the whole thing was really built on his own love story with his wife. So they had their first date there. He built this whole place on like 40 acres of land right near Nashville. They ended up living there, getting married there. And now he wants people to share in it because everyone's been going over there taking pictures and stuff ever since that music video was built or made. So, yeah, no exact date that it's going to be opening, but he's hoping for summertime weddings to already start getting booked.
Smart.
No. Genius.
Yeah, just open up your wallet and let the more money pour into it.
I don't know if him and his wife still live there or are going to be there, like, on the prep. I mean, it's a big property, so.
I like the idea that he's just there. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Congrats. Congrats to the bride and the groom. Can you get out of the wedding? You weren't invited.
Seriously. And everyone kind of feels like they're online these days, right? Well, some trending audio slapping back with people not giving into the social media norms, and they have some sass about it. Take a listen.
Do you have Instagram? No. Snapchat? Still no. Then what do you have? A life?
Got him!
So, everybody's using that audio now, which is kind of funny because it's trending audio saying that you're not doing all that because you have a life.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
Watching it on those platforms.
Yeah.
Continue to follow us at 101.9 Mix Chicago.
Yes, and lastly, Disney World bans Crocs on escalators because they keep clogging up and breaking the escalators. So Crocs are permitted at the park and on all rides, but should not be worn on escalators at Epcot, on the way to the parking garages at Disney Springs, or any other places where there are a lot of escalator access. I don't even know what that means if they want you to take your Crocs off before you get on the escalator.
So are you standing bare feet?
Yeah, it'd be worse,
if you're wearing
right?
socks and Crocs.
So apparently right now there are signs that have a picture of a Croc with a big X on it near escalators.
What a Croc.
And I'm like, I don't know what people are doing. If you wore them there for the park and you're going on right. the rides and doing everything, maybe you ask someone to carry you on the escalator. I don't know, but they're not technically allowed on escalators anymore. There's a full ban on them.
How is it happen? Is it shaving that? What do you mean? It's clogging.
It's, so it's like, getting stuck at the top, you know, like when you're going to step off. The plastic is getting caught on their, like, plastic, like runners on that last step, you know? Yeah. So it's like, it's wedging right in there, and then the people are flying right
Got
out
it.
Of them.
Right.
And
well,
then
they,
the croc is stuck in there.
They are a clog, so they're made clog.
Exactly. Yeah. They're clogging it up.
Right.
So figure that out if you're going to Disney World soon. That's your flash briefing.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.